USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's now clearing his schedule and planning to work from the White House for a while after he and First Lady Melania Trump tested positive for the coronavirus. President Trump says he took a test after White House advisor Hope Hicks tested positive on Wednesday. Hours before his own test results came back, he said late yesterday,
"I just went for a test and we'll see what happens. I mean, who knows? But you know Hope very well. She's fantastic and she's done a great job. But it's very, very hard when you are with people from the military or for law enforcement and they come over to you." And
the president there on Fox News, he's had to cancel a rally in Florida later today. The Democratic-led House has passed a huge coronavirus stimulus package. The $2.2 trillion measure, though, unlikely to make it through the Republican-led Senate. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Several major fires still raging in California. Officials say the glass fire in Northern California was expected to grow overnight as it gets dangerously close to Angwin and Napa Valley, where about 4,000 people reside. The fire expected to stay active as a red flag warning is in effect all across that region. Firefighters battling strong northwesterly winds near record temperatures and very low humidity. Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is accusing Senate Democrats of religious discrimination, saying on the Senate floor, Democrats have preconceived notions about people who are deeply religious.
That people of deep faith or certain faith are incapable of being fair or objective.
Border Patrol agents in Laredo, Texas, stopping a human smuggling attempt. They say they found over 100 people inside the trailer of a semi-truck at a checkpoint. Find us online at usaradio.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A salmonella outbreak is being reported in a number of U.S. states, and it's linked to pet bearded dragons and hedgehogs. That's according to the CDC and public health officials, who say they're looking into two different strains of that disease. The majority of people who came down with the illness reported they were in close contact with one of those two types of animals. The CDC warns anyone with pets to wash their hands after contact with them and to keep pets away from anywhere food may be present. Amazon and eBay will no longer sell any Proud Boys merchandise. Amazon confirming all items have been removed, while eBay's in the process of doing that now. It comes after President Trump mentioned the far-right group on Tuesday night during his debate with Joe Biden. He told them to stand back and stand by, although he said negative things about them yesterday. He had claimed back in the debate, though, not to know who they are. The next day, the group was applauding President Trump for mentioning them. It's been linked to white supremacy and accused of promoting violence at protests. And spicy McNuggets will be gone soon. McDonald's fans love them so much, most restaurants are expecting to sell out of the limited edition treat as early as this weekend. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.